We are recording.
We've already opened the public meeting, but I do want to welcome everybody here to the July 14th Select Board meeting. So we have approval of minutes first. And I went over them and I didn't see anything.
Make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
Hey, you want to go over that motion?
At the end.
Okay.
Do that at the end. Okay. Department reports.
Put you right on the spot.
Yep, so for the month of June, the big things, we did some ditch and shoulder work on Old Candia, but we milled and resurfaced it. It's actually going to get shoulder gravel on Thursday. We did some shoulder work on Old Manchester Road, some drainage work. Eventually, I want to work on the ditch on the lower part of Old Manchester, just because it washes the road out a little bit. We did some drainage work on Stevens Lane, shoulder work on Horizon Lane, and then we patched as needed. So far, any questions? That's all I have.
You finished paving Old Manchester Road there?
Old Candia.
Old Candia.
I'm sorry, Old Candia.
So that's been paved, completely resurfaced.
Okay.
We're going to be putting the shoulder gravel in on Thursday.
Okay.
They milled it and overlaid it.
Yeah? How'd that go?
Went great.
Come out late.
Goes good down through there.
The milling, I like the millings because it gives us a product to reuse. We can screen the millings and use it for shoulder gravel. And then you have tailings that are essentially like 3-inch minus.
Yeah.
You can mix into gravel and kind of create more aggregate instead of having to buy it. So it does, I definitely like doing it.
Where's
for sure.
Your stockpile on that?
The pit.
As a pit, yeah. Huh. Why waste it, right?
Exactly.
Oh, no, that's great material.
I mean, that's stuff, people love that stuff. And
it's
good.
Once it's laid out, you can roll it and it'll pack.
You roll it, it'll
on a hot day?
It'll bind right back together.
That's
just like pavement, almost.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's like pavement completely,
right.
But it's close.
A lot less
dust. And it'll be really good for shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And we don't have to pay for gravel.
Correct.
May I ask a question? The cutting the brush back on the road, like I heard that when the young man was hit, there was a obstruction.
Blind spots, like,
yeah.
From the brush?
Yeah, and it really
We
is.
Had actually done a little bit of cutting there right by the rail trail, but we must just not have cut it back far enough.
Yeah.
I
Do you
want
to? Yes.
Go ahead.
Get there. What's that? I can speak to it. Hey, go ahead. I was taking my thunder away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I take back
no,
the question.
Everybody knows that there was a pretty horrible accident there. And that's what it was an accident. That S-curve is a very dangerous area. Line of sight was a problem. Actually, it was just prior to that that I had spoke with him because I was sitting there doing some radar myself, and I noticed people coming to the edge of the trail, and they were like, peering out into the road before they went across. This wasn't actually at that spot, it was further over. Kind of a combination of everything, but that young man is doing good. He's home, he's coming along just fine, and that's exactly what that was. What I wanted to kind of get into when I got to my part was looking at either some kind of road study to bring speeds down. Remember I told you that section of speed it's a 20 mile an hour advisement speed.
Yep.
The person going through there was going 20 miles an hour, right? So it wasn't like speed was a factor in any of that, crash. Line of sight was a huge thing for that, I think. People on bikes will turn, right? They'll turn quick. And I think that's what you had there. When I worked for Raymond, we had town ordinance set up to make the speed limit in parts of town 25 miles an hour. The beauty about that is that when it's a town ordinance, the officer goes out and writes a ticket, that money comes to the town, not the state.
Oh, good.
Ordinance it up all over.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly all of it. I don't know all the particulars with it. I just know I remember being a part of it.
43 miles of ordinance.
And, you know, like, you guys have all probably been through downtown Raymond at some point.
Yeah.
It's all 25. It's all town ordinance through there because the speed limit through there used to be 30, 35.
That's crazy.
And they had to figure out a way to slow it down because, right, you got state roads. And the roads are designed based off of when you went through driver's ed, right? You have a rural area and you have an urban area, right? When you're in a rural area, what is the speed limit default to? 35 miles an hour, correct? If it's in an urban area, it defaults to 30 miles an hour. You know, in some of these areas that I've had the chance to be around town and see, down by the Shaker Village down there by Deerfield Road, right? Houses are very close to the street. That should not be 35. We're clocking people going through there at 56 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But part of that is the speed limit is 35, right? So what do people naturally do? You think everybody knows the exact speed limit, the exact time? No, absolutely not, right? We want them to because roads are designed that way. So I would like to look into some kind of road study doing town ordinances. That road on Patton Hill through that part, I'd like to make that like a town ordinance as well.
That's fine, because Patton Hill is a fast road.
It is a fast road, right? That whole
people
road.
People go on there.
From point to point is 35.
Yeah, right. Patton Hill has a lot of curves.
It has a lot of curves.
Would they cut back more, though, entrance?
We definitely can.
Yeah, we can. But that road's so tight, you have no shoulder anyway.
Correct.
You got guardrails, right. you got trees right up to the edge of the road. I was sitting there on the side with the overpass, and I'm watching wildlife cross the area there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to jump out and, like, start jumping up and down, but, like, I watch a snake go across. I watched a turtle cross. I watched all these animals cross, and people are going through there not paying any attention to any of that. And the snake, like, jumped up in the air and flew across the street real quick. You know, it's just, there's a lot of wildlife there, too, on top of pedestrians. Something else to maybe look at there is maybe putting a marked crosswalk in that section, you know, and seeing about something like that, right? Like we have out here.
Crosswalk for the snake?
No.
The rail trail.
With a rail trail.
With a rail trail. if they could figure out how to do that, that'd be great. But, you know, those are just some ideas, you know, that came out of this. I'm seeing that speed is definitely a factor. I know Officer Schaefer can speak to this. You know, we have to keep working on slowing everybody down. And it's not the candy, you know, people.
But some
it's not just candy. I mean, it's everywhere. People
it's
are just
through the
going
towns.
Too
people
fast.
Cutting through, right?
Patton Hill gets a lot of Raymond traffic.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know, 43 right here on High Street, it's all cross-throughs.
Yeah.
And it's people from Hooksett. It's people from all over the place. And they're just zipping right through because it's a rural area, right?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because this is the same discussion we had when I was on the board 30-something years ago when we did Chester Turnpike over. And once we Chester Turnpike over, that conversation came up. We didn't want it 35 because we knew they'd be doing 55.
Yep.
So we put that one at 25, hoping people would stay around 35.
How'd that work?
It's not too bad, but there's people that really smoke up through
no
there.
No matter what.
Because there's a lot of straight
that's
stretches.
That's nice and straight, yeah.
So that was our fear, but that was the logic we were using
that's
to try to slow them down.
That's
one
road.
Thing we deal with in the U.S. versus like overseas. If you think of like road studies, right, where we make straight roads and we make them fast for some reason.
Right.
You know, when you're overseas and if you've ever driven over there, like you've got like 2 inches and you go off a cliff. Like
right.
You're going to drive the speed limit because you don't want to lose your vehicle.
Right.
We don't have that luxury here, but I'm trying to think of different ways that we can all come together to slow people down.
I'm in favor if you want to do that traffic study, that road study.
I didn't mean to take that away from Joe.
Is it heavy pedestrian, the rail trail?
I see a lot of people crossing there on bikes and running.
Because
you've
seen that one in Manchester on their rail trail. Yeah. People can press the button
and
then it flashes.
Something to think about.
On Mammoth Road.
How do we do this cost effectively without costing a ton, right? I think town ordinances would be a way to look at it. We don't have any town ordinances for speed. I will look into that.
Okay.
I think that might be a quick fix, you know, and then enforcing it.
What about just more aggressive enforcement?
They're out there a lot.
I have the officers out there. That I have them on directed patrols.
Yeah.
We get calls of high areas. They're out there. I mean, I know Officer Schaefer likes to spend a lot of time right there on
Deerfield Road, you know, and that's an area that I get nervous because I see how fast people come into it.
Right.
You know, and we deal with it accordingly, right? Sometimes it's not always about a ticket. Remember, we talked about that. Sometimes it's education, but...
Your granddaughter was doing 60 through there.
Your granddaughter?
Yeah, they nailed them. They nailed them.
Your granddaughter?
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes...
And I said, how can you do 60 up the hill?
Sometimes it's their, you know, their driving record that will walk them right into a ticket, right? It's all about changing driver behavior, and that's what we want to do, so...
Yeah, but a couple of $100 fines and speeding tickets...
Changes behavior.
Will change your behavior.
Sometimes that's not how that works.
Right.
Trust me, we see it a lot.
But there's been good, positive comments about traffic control in Candia.
Good.
Really, among the community members.
And that's the important part. We're
You're noticing.
We're trying to get out there and be in these areas and in these areas.
Well, we kind of jumped into...
Oh, yeah.
Chad, there, do we have anything else for the road agent?
As far as brush cutting, though, like I've said before, that's been a big push for us, just cutting brush. I mean, our roads definitely are pretty overgrown. I mean, depending on what road you're on, I mean, you drive down Brown Road, and there's nothing in between the pavement and the shoulder. It's all brush. You know, it's definitely that's been a big push of ours over the last couple of years to try and open everything up so people can see. It's definitely going to take some time, though. That's the only thing.
We don't have any community service for people who... Do we have any people who owe us?
You got one.
I got that one. Don't mess that up. I don't want them cutting brush. No, I mean, sometimes, you know, what they make them do community service.
Yeah.
Well, that would be dangerous, maybe. On the
road. That's what I was going to say. There's definitely a lot of liability to cutting brush.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can't give chain gangs.
I've been thinking chain gangs the whole time, but we won't go there.
Oh my God. North Road.
This ain't Louisiana.
Yeah. We are way off the brush now, but I know it's going to take time.
That's a big issue, right? The shoulders are tough.
Yeah.
They're definitely. And I don't, you know, if you guys have noticed it, every road that we redo, you know, we try and clean the shoulders back as far as we can. We clean the brush.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of what I've been trying to do is the road that we're redoing that year is the road that gets it really hard. And then some of the other problem that are really a problem in town, you know, we spent some more of the budget on that.
Yeah.
Good.
But remember
thank
that during budget
much.
Season.
So we're all set with the road agent, guys?
Just North
thank
Road?
We're going to be starting at the 4th of August. And
what
we're
going
to be starting at 43 and working our way up.
And then when will it, I'm just wondering about start of school time.
We'll be done by school.
All right.
Yeah, normally we pretty much always shoot to be paved back in by school. The only thing that might be left to do, it would be like shoulder gravel. Only because you have to let the pavement harden up before you get the machines back.
Gotcha.
All good?
Yep.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, now Chad.
Yeah, you got it?
Continue.
No, I got more.
Good.
The training highlights that we've been doing, the recruits are going into their 11th week of the academy, so they're coming up on, I think they got 6 weeks left. They're doing well. They're doing their midterms and things like that. Very proud of the work that they've been doing, getting through that. Officer Schaefer had the chance to go through field training school and learn how to objectively train and score, you know, a new trainee that comes in. So when they get out, someone will be assigned to
her. For you.
The New Hampshire accreditation is an ongoing process. It is a tough process. I've sent Lieutenant Stanton to some trainings, and he's gone to a mock assessment to see what that's about and kind of get a good idea.
Yeah.
The Academy is very helpful with it, very on point, giving us answers to our questions and walking us through it. So,
well, they want to see you succeed.
Yeah, well, that's exactly where we want to go. So. He was just on a meeting last week. I appointed him the accreditation manager, because that's kind of like a gig all by itself. And between the admin, we've been trying to go through our policies and make them better, and we'll that's our training so far. You can see that we put, we want everybody in town to understand kids are out on bikes.
Mm-hmm.
They're out, you know, they're on vacation. Be careful going into these neighborhoods. And again, I know it's not just Lincoln, but word of mouth, talk to people, right? Because if you're wrong, we're going to make sure that you're going to deal with it.
I've noticed a lot, not just in town, but wherever I'm at, bicyclists, they don't know what side of the road they're supposed to be on. They're on the wrong side of the road, and walkers too.
Yep.
And to me, it was simple. I mean, that was the first lesson you learned when you were a kid on a bicycle, what side of the road you were supposed to be on,
bicycle
walk or ride.
Bicycle with traffic,
right.
Walking against traffic. That's how you get
and
that.
I see it all the time, and I'm saying, you know, that's...
But here's the other thing that I see too. Drivers need to know that you are required to give a 3-foot berthing area to the side of them and slow down.
Yeah.
And we see it on the road when we're in our cruise. They'll come left of center, still going the speed limit, and go whipping by us. You know what I mean?
Yep.
When you see somebody on the road, just take the time, come off the gas, apply a little brake. You don't need to be all dramatic about it.
You wait till it's safe to go around.
Wait, safe go around. Don't just shoot out because you think you have the right of way to do that. You know, right of ways are a huge thing that I think people mess up on because we all forget too some of those little annuances, right? Like stride overturning, you know, that type of stuff. Who goes first at the intersection?
Right. Yeah.
But I just want the public to understand. Be aware that people are out walking, enjoying the weather. Pay attention. We've been getting a lot of crypto scams.
Huh.
You know,
what, Bitcoin?
Yeah, Bitcoin. People, just what I want you guys to know is that Bitcoin can trick people out of money. Do not send your hard-earned money to something like that without vetting it and making sure it's good to go. IC3.gov is a great resource for anybody to use and log into and check. It has all the scams on there that you can, you know, just like when someone calls and says, hey, your loved one's in Mexico and they're under arrest and you got to send me $5,000 green dot cards. That is a clue. Do not send that money. Because what they do is they have you put it on these cards. These green dot cards cannot come back as easy. You get the money really quick. And then you're out fine. So we've been noticing that. I just want
them to have your relatives over there.
It's not even back.
It's not even so much Bitcoin itself. It's what they're asking for the Bitcoin's trades, investments, and things like that.
Right. If it looks too good to be true, guess what? It's probably too good to be true.
Right.
Hard-earned money comes from hard-earned work, right? And that's how you have to look at it. It's not that simple. So, I mean, again, and I encourage anybody, if they have a question, call in and talk to one of us. You know, at least if we don't know the answer, we'll look in and point you in the right direction before you make that type of call. You know, I hate seeing when people lose money like that. And it's very hard. It's very hard to track it down and find it. Because a lot of these people are overseas that are doing it. And they're collecting it real quick and there's no trace. You can see the monthly stats, they're averaging about the same. We had quite a few arrests this month. We're out there handling things as they come, so that's...
Any issues with housing the arrests over at the way you're configured? Holding cells and...
We don't have holding cells. If we have to bring somebody, if they get unruly, they go to Rockingham.
So you arrest them and they go to Rockingham?
Not necessarily, because everybody has the right to bail. So they might get a charge, they come here, we'll book them through, and if it's something they can bail for and they're not being held, then they walk right out of here. If it's something that there's no bail, or say they're too intoxicated and they're trying to fight with us, we won't even bring them in here. We'll bring them straight to Rock, where they have holding facilities until they can figure out the error of their ways and get us back out.
Did we ever use Raymond? I thought we used to.
Raymond don't have holding cells either. They do the same thing we do. So anybody that needs to be held
goes to Rock.
Oh. That's we would have to staff a 24-hour guard to deal with that, or a CO to deal with that. So we have rules. When we have somebody in our custody, we're going to sit right beside them. They're not going to to harm themselves or be harmed to anybody else.
Oh, okay.
Vehicles, no major issues with the vehicles other than routine maintenance. You can see the miles there and how we're doing all that. They're running strong, so I don't see any foreseeable issue with them. Again, I encourage people, if there's extra patrols, if you're seeing something in your neighborhood that doesn't seem right, give us a call. The officer's on duty, they'll go out there. And that's the monthly report. I have something else I'd like to go over, if that's okay with the board.
Absolutely.
Got two more things. So, I have a letter of merit for Officer Schaefer. What I want to do is highlight our officers and the hard work they do. And it's 5 months, so like next month, I've got a couple more that I'll bring before you guys when I give you the monthly report. So Officer Schaefer, on June 30th, she responded to a call regarding a reckless vehicle operation. I came off the highway. Our town administrator actually called in on that too, I believe, because they were behind it and saw what was going on. When she got on scene, she observed an unconscious male adult, and she immediately knew through her training experience that person was suffering, needed Narcan. Narcan is something we carry in the cars. It's when someone's overdosing from some kind of opiate, and she administered that. She was able to bring the subject back so they could go in the ambulance and get help. It's
good.
Her swift decision actions not only ensured the driver receiving the necessary medical attention, but also potential saved his life, right? Because in those situations, it's minutes. And what Narcan does is it replaces receptors so the person can come back to and they don't stop breathing. They still need medical attention after that normally because it can revert right back into an overdose.
So they didn't have an accident? They just
Were all over the road, apparently on the highway. They got
didn't the driver say that he was banging into stuff all down through the highway?
Yeah.
Yeah, state police had been looking for that vehicle.
Okay. And it made its way to exit 3.
Yeah.
Did they go in the Irving? They seemed to love the Irving, no?
No, it was right at the stop sign.
Was at the stop sign, and that's where he was.
Oh, that's where he crashed.
It was the blinking stoplight, so it kept them there. And
he was waiting for it to stop blinking.
Those lights make a difference.
They do make a difference. But yeah. Officer Schaefer's professional manner and willingness to help is just an example of the dedication and professionalism to our community and to the Candia Police Department. So what I do is I give the officer a letter of merit with the call details on it, and one will go in her personnel file.
Very
nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks, Colin.
Appreciate it.
Imagine if she didn't do that. Imagine if you got there too late.
Chad, that's a good practice.
Yes.
Well, I think it's important, right?
It's very important.
We do a lot of directed patrols. We do a lot of things, but our officers are out there every day. They're saving lives.
Yeah.
They're deterring crime, and I want to make sure that everybody's aware of that.
You recognize behavior like that, you get more of it.
The other thing that I wanted to go over was the estimates that I got for the paint and the flooring.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So for the flooring, we had $3,400 that came in at. That's still the same.
Yeah.
One of the painting quotes that we got from that same company, but they hire somebody, was $4,000, $4,900 to do the paint in the PD. Another quote that we got, we didn't get a hardcore quote from the subject, but we reached out to a couple people in town to see that had painting businesses, and we were quoted between $8,000 to $9,000 by one company, and couldn't get started until like November.
That's an in town.
Yep.
Is that off the wall?
Eight to nine. I think
is that what
the company
is. The company called Off the Wall.
No, that's Felix.
I was just gonna say that, Brian.
You can't start till November. That's Felix.
Just gonna say.
And he talked to my LTO about it, but he never gave us a quote on paper. Just an email to me, so I have that information. The other quote we got from Emily.
Yep.
Bogless painting. That came in at $16,000.
Oh, smack.
Who was the 4,000?
Boyd, we can do it less than that.
The 4,000 was through Patrick Stanton's company, mm-hmm. and he hires people to come in and do the flooring. So he had the painter Benjamin
Moore.
No, that's the paint.
That's the paint.
I didn't want to say that.
It's not on here because it's through
Sherwin.
Williams
painting.
Can we go with Sherwin Williams?
So $4,995 is what I got. So I'll give these guys to you guys to
give them to Patrick.
And this is the flooring, and this was the painting.
So the flooring, I think we're ready to go for that.
Yeah, so whenever you guys give me the go-ahead, and then we'll get that all
rolling. I was going to say, go ahead and grab that.
I was going to say, reserve it out.
And they can pretty much start immediately, so like, there's no major holdback on either one of them.
Okay.
And the other thing, I'm busy today.
Yeah,
that's
seriously.
Fine.
My lieutenant put in for the speed grants. I'm sure you guys are aware of these, dealing with DWE grants through the state. We've been, they pleased to send it out that we can start this in October. I need signatures. We were awarded $4,800 for it. There were three that we put in for. Bear with me here because it's a lot of paperwork. So one was a speed grant for $1,600, a DWE grant for $1,600, and a distracted driving for $1,600, totaling $4,800. Also, we have to match this award by $1,200. So when you do this program, we've done it here before, but basically what happens is an officer can go out, they work like a 4-hour shift. They have to make so many stops in an hour, and they have to be very active. And it is very, we have auditors that come in and make sure that we're doing that.
Make sure you're doing it. Yeah,
like they're not allowed to divert and go handle a call. Their job is if they're on a speed grant, that's what they're doing. And our duty units are handling calls for service, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the associated paperwork is here for you guys to look over and sign. If you agree with it, we can start this in October. The beauty about that is we're getting
the
recruits out of the academy.
Yeah. Oh, God,
once they're through their field training,
you'll have
they'll
the
be
staff
able to take
you have the day off.
Very good timing.
They sign up as they need it. There's certain days of the week, certain hours, but you know it's a big thing the state pushes, and I really believe in it. The other thing that this allows is once we do this, because we're doing the speed enforcement, these patrol grants, we can put in for equipment. Like on another grant, so radar units, speed trailers, things like that. Like right now,
yeah.
In our cars, we have two very old radar units that when you turn on the AC, sometimes they get a little finicky, you know, that type of thing. Just because they're outdated, they're a little older. They're all calibrated, they all work, but there's newer stuff out there. So these grants help with that and not cost the taxpayer money when it comes to putting this equipment in the vehicles. So, and it helps them do their job.
Yeah, efficiency.
There's verbiage in here when you guys go through it, and if you accept this and you do that, just on how to do that. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me.
Sounds good.
You want to do motions off?
Do we need a motion for?
We just sign them.
This is so we can accept it.
It wouldn't hurt, but I don't know if you need it.
Like to make a motion to accept these highways.
Is there actually
grants?
Yeah, there's like straight
the highlighted yellow one.
Oh,
sorry.
I don't know if you need my readers or not.
No, I'm confused.
This was all sent from the state. This was in the package they gave us. The emails are there, so.
You say the three grants or something like that?
Yeah, the majority of the board has to accept the safety grant as it's presented in the amount of $4,800.
Yeah.
Should we make a motion?
So that's a motion.
That's a motion.
You want to second it?
I'll second it.
There we go.
Okay, all in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Brian.
Brian, okay. And.
We sign it somewhere?
There's papers in there, there's paper clips that need auditor's signature.
Okay, it's just that one motion we can do.
Yep.
And then the paint and the flooring, you'll just handle, Patrick?
Yeah.
You need the most for that, you're all good. You good?
Yeah, it's under $10,000, so we should be good.
Yep.
Total.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
That's all I got, Nick.
Thank you.
Awesome.
So it should just be this contract here?
Yeah, and then on the next one, there's a couple there.
They're paper clipped. So is that paper clipped?
Yeah, there's one paper clip.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw another one.
He goes, I read this. It's his age, what is?
Oh, what is that one for each one of the grants?
The instructions.
So there's what, three grants or there's three signatures?
The first page and then the second page to review, complete and sign, and then the scope of work needs to be initialed.
Okay. These signatures here, right?
Yeah, so page one, signature required in town section 1.1. And 1.12.
They won't do a transcript, they just wait to talk.
Yeah, the title. So just.
He was a doctor and there was one guy and they came to the firehouse because he was out cold. So they give him the knock in.
No date.
Do transport. The doctor goes into work at the ER that night. The guy is back again twice. Isn't that something?
Was that one on?
And then there's a review on page 2 and 3 that needs to be completed and signed. Review of scope work.
Who's that?
As initials on that, same thing.
Okay.
And then review of exhibits B and C, which go through the different grants.
Okay.
So.
There's more signatures.
On that page, on that thing?
If it's easier.
Yeah, we can put.
I don't need that back right now.
We can take care of that.
You don't need that?
Not right this minute, just as long as I can get it in before.
Yep.
Anything else?
No.
Any other questions? You sure?
I'll have stuff that occurred in July that I'll give you guys next in August.
Hey.
We have an August meeting.
We've been busy.
All these initials here, right?
Yeah, we're gonna have a budget meeting in August, right?
Oh, yeah, how did you know? I want to tell the chief and the road agent about that.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be brought up.
Yeah, start working on those budgets.
Yeah. I was gonna ask about a vehicle if the police needed another vehicle. Well, he already passed one up, I think.
Oh.
When he was hired out, I think he didn't get it that
year. Oh, wait. No, that was a person.
That what?
Brenda was. Well, couldn't you budget for half a person?
Oh, yeah. Well, we used to do half a cruiser.
Which half do you want, the top or the bottom?
No, we did a half a cruiser every year, yeah.
Yeah, the engine part or the trunk?
And to get the lights, that was like the third year. No, it really wasn't, I'm just kidding about that.
What do we do without paper, Chad?
You want to move on to fire while we figure these signatures out?
You want to go ahead and do fire, Boyd? Is that you, Boyd?
Yeah.
There's two that are going in September.
You ready?
Yep.
All right, last month, Chief Young reported the usual truck and building maintenance. They burned a house down, and they has EMS training. In the same month, we have 26 EMS calls, 13 fire calls, for a total of 39, and the average turnout time was 8 minutes, well, the average is 8 minutes and 59 seconds for all the calls. That's pretty good in a town
this size. Spread out.
Right. We had some new people last month in the packet.
Well, we voted on. That he's doing September?
I think we voted on some last meeting.
Is that it for fire?
Boy, are you still doing fire, Stephanie?
No, it's me. But that's okay.
Oh, it is?
I didn't know something changed.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
That's all right.
He's got solid waste now.
He's an overachiever. I know.
Stephanie, you can do solid waste.
It's all right. Yeah, no, I don't understand all that. That's...
Do we get? Do you need a couple more?
Yeah, I figured enough to do.
All right.
Yeah.
Building.
So what's the time?
What do you got with that, Patrick?
Oh. What do we have?
Oh yeah, building. We got new, somebody new stuff. Monday?
Monday, I got it.
Yeah, week from. Yeah. Well, this coming Monday, we will have a new building inspector starting.
Nice young gentleman.
Isn't the same one you met?
The first one, right there.
Yeah.
He came back.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
He wasn't as
presentation.
Constant. Yeah.
Still has hat on.
It's okay. Gotta wear a hat.
He's saying candy. Yeah.
Go ahead. You got anything to
report? I got nothing. I don't see anything.
Okay. Just to let everybody know that next Monday, 21st, Richard Lavoie will be starting as our newly hired building inspector, and we look forward to him working with Megan and doing a good job.
Good.
There's been lots of permits signed, and there's been lots of inspections that have been done.
Yeah. So it has been fairly busy. Solid waste.
Solid waste. Last month we did 111 tons of recyclables. I'm just solid. Recyclables, and the revenue last month was $3,240. The previous June of 2024, the revenue was $626. The revenue year to date is about almost 50% greater than it was in 2024.
That's great.
A lot of that.
We sent out 44,000 pounds of cardboard on June 20th. Well, that's a lot of.
That's Amazon a lot of boxes. Amazon.
I was just
going
to say Amazon going strong.
Yeah.
Well, Walmart delivers and everybody else, I guess.
Wow.
$1,800 worth of cardboard. That's pretty
good. I know, for cardboard.
That's all I have.
All right, we did get, we got all the budget. Are they nagging on you too?
They want to start earlier.
Yeah.
So that's.
I got to let Mike know.
It was September. It was September last year. It's usually reach the beach.
What's the advantage of starting earlier with the budget?
I don't know so much about the selectmen or the town part, but our committee, the committee is...
I don't think they'll have as many questions this year, but last year they really wanted to dig deep into the...
Well, there was a lot of changes last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted a lot of historical data. They wanted a lot from Andrea. So I think so that they can get their questions and their info sooner.
And there's new people who didn't know what was, you know.
So what is there for new people on the budget committee now?
Was it two? What's his name, Tom? Gentleman that sits next to me.
Yeah. Steve.
If I didn't ask Steve. You, I was going to say
Steve.
But there's a couple of new ones, but it doesn't matter. You can decide. But I mean, I don't know what's a negative about it starting a little bit earlier.
I mean, I'm wondering if they just need to put more budget meetings in. You know what I mean?
Like
if the budget committee is the one with all the.
And again, I really encourage them to come when the department heads present to us.
Yeah,
that's where they get everything explained.
Right.
I did last year and it helped.
Yeah.
That would make a big difference.
Just, they'll do, you know.
Because, like, there's opportunities to ask questions at that point, too, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. And you have the person right there.
Yes, right, the one who can answer. And we don't need to send the 10 questions every...
It's tough to have the chief come to a meeting for us and then have him come to a meeting for the budget committee multiple times.
Because
he's got a life outside of Candia.
You do?
Jeff, I don't know about Jeff.
He doesn't sound like he does anymore.
He's got a little bit of a life. I don't know if it's outside of Candia.
He's got a wife. He's got a wife. He's got a child. He's got a
so kid, maybe so. That's what we do is we say, look, at, please attend that meeting.
Yeah.
And if you can't, then, you know.
Is that one?
Check out the minutes.
Yeah. Did they record that one?
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
So they can listen to the recording.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think it will be as bad this year. Well, it all depends.
I'd say let's stick to the regular schedule.
Okay.
What do you think? Boyd?
I'm not excited about
Do you have any opinions?
No
opinions. I love it.
My thought is the budget committee might need to have one add in a meeting or two.
Oh, yeah, but that's, this board isn't involved with
But it would be a good recommendation that maybe they do that.
I just think if they went to that first meeting...
They can meet every night if they want.
Right, exactly. If they just went to the first meeting...
Yeah, potluck supper.
In fact, I encourage it.
Yeah, maybe if we could serve dessert or something.
Yeah, there you go. Cookies, there you go.
What,
cookies.
So it's usually like 3 o'clock on a Friday? Is it usually... Or last year was 9 o'clock in the morning.
On a Friday?
Oh, when we...
When we did on Saturday.
Saturday.
It was Saturday. Yeah.
Usually well, we did it on Friday night. It was
we
like
did
six,
do it on five or six or something.
Six, yeah.
Because Patrick was off, so we were able to do it.
No, Friday night.
Friday afternoon.
Well, we have to get the people who are working.
People that are...
Saturday mornings, I think. No? Yeah?
I like Saturdays better myself.
I do, too.
I get excited.
It doesn't have to be super early, like 9.
We used to do 9 and we were out here by then. I knew. Well, not when you stay up till 5 in the morning. No, it's early. Okay.
That's not going to work for me.
Attendance would be having it on the Saturday.
Yeah, maybe.
I like that better.
All right, how about we bring that back and suggest that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that'll be the August meeting anyway, so you're not going to get any earlier.
Right.
Okay, so basically, okay.
Same.
It's going to be, okay.
All right. Amy gave me this because the Hampshire Retirement did not accept Stephanie's motion for the retirement.
It wasn't specific enough.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Nothing against you, just this is the way they want it.
Right.
So I'm going to read the motion, and whoever wants to second it can second it.
Okay, good.
Okay, be it resolved that the town of Candia will elect to approve and includes... inclusion of its officers and employees in the Hampshire retirement system of the state of New Hampshire as provided by RSA 100-A for the employees of the town of Candia to be elective as soon as after as possible.
I'll second.
So as soon as they've accepted us, then we'll enact it as soon as possible.
I'll second.
So I need a second. Patrick, second. All in favor?
Stephanie.
Can I ask a question? When they say officers, they mean police.
Yeah.
Not officers.
Right.
Or, okay.
Right. Yeah, no, we can't get in.
Yeah.
Darn
it.
Sue?
Yes.
Boyd, yep.
Brian?
Pat.
Patrick, okay.
So the, on the minutes, it goes as that.
Correct.
That's how we read it.
That's how we read it. So I'll let Amy know tomorrow.
All right. Good.
On that. Okay. That was easy. What else? Anybody got anything else?
We need a vote at the end of the month.
What's
that
there?
Do we need a meeting at the end of this month? Amy was just talking about it too, so it was just...
Yeah, that would be the 28th.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't...
Could we not do it, and if we need it, we'll do it?
Yeah, we could do that.
Sounds
good. So tentatively, it'll be August what?
Yeah, see, that's...
I feel like we should be doing...
Any objections from the crowd?
Be August
11th.
August 12th.
11th.
11th?
No, wait. No. The 10th is a Sunday?
Yeah.
The 10th, 11th is a Monday?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I didn't see that. Call it in here. Yep, the 11th. Tentatively, unless we need to do one on the 28th.
So that's the next meeting?
July. August 11th will be the next one, unless we need to do something in July, if that's acceptable. This we got it. What else did I had one other thing I thought. Oh, Linda, did you have any time to put feelers out there for the proposed $250 next year?
Yes, I ended up talking to Hannah. She's a great resource.
Yep.
She said she's willing to help me. I'm going to help ask a few other people. There's also Janet Lewis, who's willing to help. I'm going to ask also Melissa, because if it's a Saturday, maybe we could incorporate
the farmer's market.
Hannah kind of gave me a little direction. She goes, I don't know if you really want to form a committee, because if you do that, most people don't show up.
Right.
So she says, you know, maybe we could try to figure it out without having to make it a formal committee. I reached out to that person you told me about, a sponsor or somebody who helps organize the fireworks, and I haven't heard back.
Okay.
I'm figuring they're on vacation. Maybe I can call them and find their own.
Yeah, that
we have a lot of really good ideas, you know. We don't have fireworks. Maybe we could have, is it a drone show or laser show?
Oh, laser would be fun.
Worst case scenario, we could have a bonfire.
I don't know. It was at the last meeting, Chad, we talked about something next year for the 250th. So we thought it'd be nice to have some sort of patriotic celebration.
How about a band?
Oh, yeah,
well,
absolutely.
I was thinking of calling a radio station and seeing if they could have one of those bands there. If not, a band would be fine. If,
yeah, a little music.
Yep. And we'll definitely need Chad's help with parking.
See, no life out of candy.
See, now you're a parking attendant.
Yeah, really.
You have a forklift and stack them.
Yeah.
So,
all right, good. So you're on
a long list going of different
perfect
things.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, concert.
Excellent.
Yeah, and we would rather have it like dinner time, because if we want the fireworks or a night show, then we want it later in the day.
Right.
Have you checked with the school too to see if they want to participate in some way?
Yep, I definitely want to reach out
maybe
to everybody.
Okay.
See if we can either have a table or something.
Yep.
You know, we've got the Smith Old Library up there, Memorial. And we've got this library. They can all have something, you know, to offer the fire department. So,
is this what date? The 4th of July next year?
Yeah. Well, we tentatively had June 27th, I think, on that.
Yes, because
the
a lot
minutes
of people travel.
Because a lot of people take off. So,
right.
I mean, I'm open.
Present the library with something.
That,
what's that?
Wasn't that today?
Were they coming to present the Smith Library? With?
Not yet. Next.
Oh, next.
August.
August, okay.
Okay.
Yep. So it's not the one next in July.
I double checked it right before our meeting.
Okay.
Good, thank you, Linda, if you're on that.
Yes, definitely.
Does anybody on the board get anything else?
No, it's Dick.
Dick, you got anything for us, or are you just observing?
He does.
I apologize for not getting on the agenda, but I've
don't worry about it.
I need to address with you guys the conservation easement on Chester Turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, we were approached, the Conservation Commission was approached by a resident about buying a piece of landlocked land on the road there. And just so I spent some time today getting... Just so you guys, I only have two of those.
Oh, okay. So it's the same.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
What we did was there was a long discussion, and by the time I figured out what was trying to happen, this person had a piece of landlocked land that was in between Kennecum Pond area and the other one we owned, two town things, and would allow us to be able to have access to them. Okay? it didn't make sense to me. Why are you trying to get us to buy it? Why don't you just get a conservation easement on it? Okay? After the discussion, she then went through the planning process to consolidate the two lots that she had to get to one lot. Then what we did is we got a preliminary appraisal by the people that do conservation easements to find out what the possible value of it was. That came all right. She signs a piece of paper. We signed a piece of paper. The next step on it, and this is, that was June when we first started this last year. The next step is to be able to get a conservation easement, you need to get it surveyed. You want to find out if the property is in fact yours and what is it, where is it, okay? Now, what I did was I wrote requests for proposals to people to be able to find out how much it would cost to get a proposal, okay? And I started in April and went to May, huh?
How much it would cost for a survey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, we want to get it surveyed.
Mm-hmm.
And details of the survey on this, we'll figure that out. I just said all I need is a request for proposals according to the Town of Candia's purchasing policy. Okay, that's a purchasing policy. It says you got to do this. Okay, I'll do that. I put a request for proposal on the town website and didn't get any response to that. Then I put out a request for proposal bids where I asked, and this was, let's see, that's May, probably about May of the of this year. I told them, well, Candia Conservation Commission, acting as agents for the town of Candia, New Hampshire, in accordance, underlined, with the town of Candia purchasing policy, is seeking proposal bids from New Hampshire licensed surveyors to provide for the deed research, boundary survey, plot plan, and legal parcel description suitable for recording at the Rockingham Registry of Deeds as a conservation easement for an existing, recently consolidated lot on Chester Turnpike. And then I mailed that to, I think, four or five surveyors to say, okay, what would you like to do? At Conservation Commission's meeting tomorrow, which is why I want to try and get something done with this, because there's a lot of them that we're going to try and do. Two meetings ago, I got a piece of paper that came back from Promised Land Survey, okay? And this was at a meeting. We opened it up. But we hadn't been able to do any discussions on it, so everybody got a copy of it. I'll give you copies of the response that we got for the survey. Now, if you look at the purchasing policy, and you know all about the purchasing policy, it says that the chair of the Conservation Commission can accept the bid if it's a certain price. And the price is, it's roughly, I think it's $9,500. If you take a look at it, there's a $95 and then there's a further one. And I'm not going to buy the further one. We don't need that. Okay? But $9,500. Now, your purchasing policy says that the liaison for the Conservation Commission can approve that. Well, you don't have any liaison for the Conservation Commission.
Well, you're in a pickle now, aren't you?
What I'm suggesting is $9,500 from the conservation fund acceptable for this bid if I'm going to do things like, I'm going to make sure that we get GIS points on all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But other than that, these guys going to do the work. That's all I need. So can I do it or can they do it for the $9,500?
Are you comfortable with that?
I'm comfortable with it, yeah.
Okay. And the money's there? You have the money?
Oh, yeah. We got $410,000.
Okay.
They're not buying.
Well, so do you have it in your operating budget?
Huh?
Is that $9,500 in the Conservation Commission operating budget?
No, no.
No, it's not in the
operating. Comes out of the Conservation Fund.
Okay.
So what's the purpose of this again? They want an easement for what?
To protect the property.
It protects the property and allows the
and
town
the tax break
to go across their property to the town's property.
To go up to the edge of the pond.
Who owns
and they
the
want the town to pay for it.
Amy.
We know who owns it. She
Amy.
Came before us.
Amy.
Oh, okay.
Amy. The, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Did you ask Jim Franklin about this?
He got a copy.
Oh.
Jim is
trying to phase out.
So
well, he's... Jim's getting old. Getting old. We're all getting old. But I'm doing it.
You
want to
get this done quickly, right?
So currently, they can't access
Mabel
the
and
pond.
Eddie. That's
So currently, they can't access the pond because it's
not through,
yes.
It's
not through
through
that
her
property.
Because it's private property. I mean, it's
you can't get into Kinnikum Pond, and that whole area down there is the soft underbody
one
of
more
candy.
Spot. No,
it flows over to the waterworks.
Okay, so
we don't want anybody building stuff in there.
So 411.44 is already conservation land?
Yes, two of them. Here, I'll show you.
Hello, sir.
This is the
Brian.
This
piece here and this piece here.
Purchasing 10,000 and
what
on
did?
Conservation.
Is it purchasing 10,000?
Yep.
So he doesn't have.
But he
and
says we don't have a liaison, so he's looking for.
But the chair can't do it?
Could,
no.
But we can make a motion
no.
And be more than
well,
there, more
that's
than appropriate.
What you're
make, do we, are we making a motion to appoint Scott Meade?
This is,
but this is
not.
No,
that's
private property.
That's private
yeah.
property.
Stephanie Patrick has had a good idea.
What?
That would make a motion that you're the liaison.
Sue? B here under policy, purchases of goods and services that in aggregate or individually are over 5,000, but not exceed 10,000,
yeah. Right.
Must have approval from the selectman liaison. And that was amended, 9/11/2022.
So we have to get rid of the word liaison, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
or you got to appoint one.
You should have somebody that's the liaison for the Conservation Commission anyway.
I think that's you, isn't it?
No.
Well, you're the only one that comes in front of the board for stuff for the Conservation Commission.
I'm
that
not
makes
a
you
selectman.
The liaison.
I'm not a selectman.
Right.
You're the liaison to the board.
Well, I mean, technically you could, but I can't guarantee I'll still be there anytime you're looking.
All right, so what would the board like to do? You want to appoint a liaison, or you want to just make a motion and do it?
Make a motion.
Let's approve.
Motion?
Motion.
We can
make
for
it.
The 9,500.
Yes.
500, yes.
To come out of the conservation fund.
Correct.
Yeah. Out of the conservation fund. I don't need
motion,
any money
Steffi?
From.
It is.
And I'll second.
2 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor?
Stephanie?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Perfect.
Don't spend
thank
any money.
Thank you very much.
Dick. You got it. Thank you, Dick.
Thanks for coming in.
We missed you, Dick.
I got to remind Amy of that, too.
So now that will just give people.
Access
to the pond.
To the other town property. Correct. Kinnikum Pond.
Remember going down there, Brian?
Always
with our snowmobiles?
Yeah. I used to walk that all the time.
I better not
Soha
say much with the,
road,
with the
well,
police force here.
You didn't, I don't think you had to worry about it back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't have anything else.
Wow, that took me a minute to catch on.
It's okay.
Well, that's
all right.
That's the first year or two of this.
Yes.
Taking a moment to catch
bye,
on.
Dick.
I still sit here and say, what the?
Yeah, what number are we on?
Ask Dick if he needed us to sign anything there.
No, he'll do it. He'll do his thing.
10 minutes.
Boy, we're straightening it out.
All right.
Oh, yeah, because the seniors are coming down.
Got them all, Bob?
Ooh, that'll be good.
You're a good man, you know that? Oh, you missed that one.
Oh, what if he asked is, oh, are we supposed to sign something? You got enough?
Got enough, we got three.
It was only requiring three.
I don't like to accept any responsibility.
I don't ever remember having to sign these speed grants and stuff before. We never did that, did we?
Nothing at all. I thought, like, this used to, yeah, we got a speed grant.
Maybe it's something new that they're doing, maybe.
Let's go with that.
To make sure that government body knows that. Because it says it in there.
Does that go with it too?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, what's that?
No, it's pretty specific.
What's that for?
I'm like, that's
not a scary prospect.
For something else.
What was this one for?
No, not yet.
Is that part of it?
Yeah.
So you need one more?
One more.
Gonna put my glasses back on.
Gonna wear out the pens.
You have a different job. You have the same job. I don't know. It's kinda scaring me.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting, if there's nothing else.
I don't have any. Second, all in favor?
Steph.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.